Winnie and Wilbur in Space. Written by Valerie Thomas and illustrated by Corky Paul. Remember to turn the page when you hear this sound. Winnie the Witch loved to look through her telescope at the night sky. It was huge and dark and mysterious.
I'd love to go into space, Wilbur,
Winnie would say.
It would be such a big adventure.
Wilbur, Winnie's big black cat, loved to be outside at night too. He liked to chase moths and bats and shadows. That was enough adventure for Wilbur. Then, one night, when the moon and stars were bright, Winnie suddenly said,
"Let's go into space right now, Wilbur."
"Meow,"
said Wilbur.
"But how will we get there?"
wondered Winnie.
"We need a rocket, and I don't have a rocket."
Then she looked up at the moon, and she had a wonderful idea. She waved her magic wand, shouted,
"Abracadabra!"
And there, on the roof, was a rocket. Winnie packed a picnic basket, got her big book of spells, just in case, and ran up the stairs with Wilbur. Winnie shut her eyes, waved her magic wand, and shouted,
"Abracadabra! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4...
Whoosh! The rocket shot off the roof and into space. It went very, very fast. And it was hard to steer.
Oops!
Winnie nearly flew into a satellite.
Oops! Was that a flying saucer? Oops! That was a falling star, Wilbur.
Said Wilbur. He put his paws over his eyes.
"We'll find a lovely planet for our picnic, Wilbur,"
Winnie said. Wilbur peeped out from behind his paws. There were little planets everywhere.
"Here's a sweet little planet,"
Winnie said.
"We'll have our picnic here,"
said Wilbur. He loved picnics. Plop! The rocket landed. All was quiet and peaceful. But there were funny little holes everywhere. Wilbur looked down the holes. They seemed to be empty. Winnie unpacked the food. There were pumpkin scones, chocolate muffins, some cherries, and cream for Wilbur. Yum! A little head popped out of a hole, and then there were heads everywhere.
"Rabbits!"
said Winnie.
"Space rabbits are coming to our picnic!"
"Meow!"
said Wilbur. A space rabbit hopped over to try some cream. Yuck! Another space rabbit tried a pumpkin scone. horrible. Chocolate muffins. Disgusting. Cherries? Yuck. Then some of the space rabbits hopped over to the rocket. They sniffed it. And took a bite. Then the rocket was covered in space rabbits.
Oh no!
Shouted Winnie. She waved her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And carrots and lettuces rained down on the rabbits. But the space rabbits didn't like carrots or lettuces.
Of course,
said Winnie. She waved her magic wand, shouted,
Abracadabra!
And there was a giant pile of metal. Saucepans, wheelbarrows, bicycles, cars, even a fire engine. Yes, that was what space rabbits liked. Scrumptious! But it was too late. The space rabbits had eaten up all of Winnie's metal rocket.
Blithering broomsticks!
Shouted Winnie.
Now how will we get home?
Meow,
said Wilbur. Winnie looked at the giant pile of metal.
Perhaps,
she said.
Maybe. I wonder.
She looked in her big book of spells.
Yes,
she said. Then she picked up her magic wand, waved it 5 times, and shouted,
Abracadabra!
There was a flash of fire. A bang! And there, on top of the giant pile of metal, was a rattling, roaring, scrap metal rocket. Winnie and Wilbur climbed up to the rattling, roaring rocket and jumped in. Vroom! The rocket blasted away. It rushed and roared through space. Whomp! The rocket landed in Winnie's garden.
That was an adventure, Wilbur,
Winnie said.
But I'm glad we're home,
said Wilbur. He was very glad to be home.